going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That was Red Sox manager Alex Cora earlier here on WEEI Afternoons talking about Tristan Casas.
Tristan Casas he was talking
Tristan
about.
Tristan Casas, big home run last night, had the walk-off the other day, maybe starting to build a little positive momentum. If you missed our interview with Alex Cora, you can go back and listen to the podcast anytime. Subscribe to WEEI Afternoons on the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get that on your phone, and you can listen to everything here at the station. You can go back and watch it on YouTube. You can get his answer about the Wally helmet, which I thought was quite enjoyable as well. So that whole interview is available on the Odyssey app.
Good stuff.
We're going to get back to the NFL draft because we are indeed on site in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. WEEI's draft coverage is brought to you by McFarland Energy. Upgrade your air conditioning system before the summer rush. Visit McFarlandEnergy.com. By Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Get your sex life back on track, NortheastMen'sHealth.com. By Lucky Energy, the number one energy drink in Massachusetts amongst energy drinkers who like to get lucky, including Ted Johnson, and by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee and McCormick Grillmate Seasoning. Okay, so we have an exercise we're going to do here. We had Mike Vrabel tell us they do scenarios in the Patriots War Room this week leading up to the draft to get ready for whatever could hit them, whatever could happen. So Ted Johnson was inspired. Ted Johnson put together a list of scenarios that could happen and put certain circumstances in place for the Patriots tomorrow night at the number 4 pick. So Ted, we're going to start this here. It's going to roll over into the 5 o'clock hour. So you're going to start with some of the most obvious, I guess, scenarios,
most likely
scenarios.
Yeah, and we'll, you know, we can probably do the first two or three pretty quick because it'll, we've been talking about it ad nauseum about these. And so the six most likely draft scenarios for the Pats, are basically the most obvious down to the maybe the least likely, and I came up with six. And this is all the scenarios is with the assumption that Cam Ward goes number one overall,
which he will,
right? So that's the that's
basically, if not, then it's chaos.
All right, Fitzy, and you got to tell us who do you think they're going to take and who you would want them to take. Okay, and the first one is the most obvious one and probably the one that plays out tomorrow night, and that is who do the Patriots take if Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter are off the board at number four? Who do you think the Patriots will take? Fitzy, you start first.
That's left tackle out of Louisiana State University, Will Campbell.
All right, let's all just kind of give our. And do you agree? It's Will Campbell.
Yeah, it'll be Will
Campbell. And I agree as well. So we.
What about the trade part? Are we supposed to acknowledge
getting, that's
that
another
here?
Scenario.
Oh, so this one he can't trade out.
Down.
Correct. The first scenario is there's no trades. Hunter and Abdul Carter are off the board.
They pick.
And nobody wants to trade with you. Who do you take?
Will Campbell.
And I think the Patriots will take Will Campbell. All right. Now let's ask it another way. Hunter and Carter are both gone. Who do you want the Patriots to take? Fitzy, you go first.
Running back out of Boise State, Ashton Jeanty.
All right, brother. You want to expand on that thought a little bit?
I mean, just, you know, Ted, I have just been yearning for no player available after Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter will have greater immediate and potential long-term effect, nor is there anyone who is better at their position on either side of the ball, to me, than Ashton Jeanty. And I think a lot of other draft evaluators and analysis agree with it. Plus, in a selfish moment, I'm just dying for some excitement, and he will provide that in abundance this year and for several to come.
I just want, Fitzy just wants excitement. He doesn't want the best football team. Just give me some excitement. Okay,
well, hold Andy, on. Wait, since when did getting first down, scoring touchdowns, and making people drop the popcorn out of their wheelchair not win football games as well?
All right, we'll get back to you, Andy. Who would you want the Patriots to take if Hunter and Abdul Carter
so
are off?
Fitzy goes sexy. Yep. And I go, I think, boring. I would say Will Campbell. I don't know if he's going to be the best player in this draft. I think he's the best player for the Patriots right now. For the things we've been talking about, the filling of the need, at least for the short term at left tackle, but also maybe filling the void of being a tough SOB who sets the tone for this team. Logan Mankins was one of my favorite players to ever play for this team. Loved Logan Mankins. And if he brings that mentality, mindset, on-field presence, work ethic, durability, everything you saw from Logan Mankins, that will be a massive step for this football team going in the right direction, not just this year, but for the next 3, 5, 7 years in the future.
I'm not mad at you. I'm going to go a different direction. I'm going to kind of go to where Fitzy went. A little glitzier, a little sexier, but I think a more impactful player just because of the position he plays than a running back, and that it seems weird because tight ends don't touch the ball nearly as much as running backs do, right?
I can get behind this, Ted. Keep going, baby.
But for me, it's Tyler Warren. Tyler Warren out of Penn State, the tight end. That's who I would want them to take. You know, this year he had over 104 catches, 1,200 yards, 8 touchdowns. Look, the Patriots need explosive players in their offense, downfield players. They need to bolster up their receiving core. He is a glorified receiver in a sense. So he's not technically a receiver, he's a tight end, but the way they use tight ends these days, it's almost like he's another receiver. So I think he's a more impactful player for your offense and can do more damage than a running back. The running back for, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs isn't as impactful as the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. So and it, to which you would reply, what, Fitzy? The answer to that would be,
there ain't no Ashton Jeanty on Kansas City Chiefs.
I was going to say, hey, the Eagles won with a very good running back as opposed to their tight end. So it's interesting. We all have different choices on who we would want them to take. We all agree on the Patriots selecting Will Campbell if, in fact, Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter are off the board, and that's probably the chalk for what will happen in the most likely scenario for the Patriots tomorrow.
So mine is the chalk. Mine is Campbell, and I think everybody, we did the poll the other day, will kind of shrug and be okay with it and acknowledge it. If you guys, if one of your two scenarios came to fruition, whether it's Jeanty or Tyler Warren, I think, which do you think would be more shocking to Patriot Nation? Which do you think fans would be like, oh my, I can't believe they just did that. I can't believe that just happened.
I think I'll go first, Fitzy. Yep. I think it would be Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah.
Because of the – I think because the position has been – Tom Brady won so many Super Bowls without having an elite running back.
Oh, absolutely. I was just thinking because, like, Tyler Warren –
he won all the Super Bowls without having an elite running back.
Tyler Warren, people compare to Gronk, that he might be a little different spin, but a Gronk-like. And I was thinking, what would Jeanty compare in a Patriot Nation? The closest thing you'd probably say would be Corey Dillon, what he was that year as a true franchise back, game-changer, set the record.
That was like football. That was like 1985 football, though. Right, 1,600 yards, right?
Right, and they had a defense that could stop anybody and that whole thing. Yep. So which do you think, Fitzy, would be more shocking if they announced Jeanty or Tyler Warren?
Tyler Warren would be an absolute stunner at 4 because you have two, albeit 31-year-old, very serviceable to plus-level tight ends, and I can understand him wanting to come in and understudy behind them, being groomed to be an absolute star in the league. But there is nobody, again, at any position that not named Drake May or Christian Gonzalez, who is as good at football as Ashton Jeanty is. So Tyler Warren would be an absolute shocker at 4.
All right, scenario number one in Ted Johnson's draft simulator is done.
In the books, up baby. Next we're on the record.
That's right. Up next in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll get the rest of Ted's simulations and scenarios. They get a little bit more questionable, a little bit more dicey, so stick around. That's all next here on WEEI.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Afternoons. Nice job with the montage,
Good job, boys.
WEEI Afternoons, and we come in after the commissioner says with the fourth pick, and that's going to take place, I don't know, it's a couple hundred feet from here, maybe 200 feet from where we're located
now. A little over 24 hours from now.
A couple of quick programming notes here on WEEI Afternoons. We will have an abbreviated show today leading into the Mass Mutual pregame show and Red Sox baseball. We'll be out of here around 5:45. And tomorrow we will be after Red Sox baseball, so we'll probably be in the 4 to 8 range leading right into, conveniently, we're sort of the pregame show tomorrow night for the draft.
So, and that's a 4-hour show, right?
Yeah.
I believe so. I think Fitzy, right? You guys go to midnight tomorrow night?
We go eight to midnight.
Eight hours straight of just
We're starting a little excited and finishing full mast, Ted.
I hear you, brother.
I hear you, man.
No, it's going to be we're enjoying our time here, and certainly tomorrow night is the party, when the party gets started.
Yep.
Not just, obviously, we look at this from a Patriots perspective, but you're going to have a quarterback who goes number one overall tomorrow. That is going to change the Titans franchise one way or the other. Mm-hmm. You either have your franchise quarterback or you join the list of teams that took a guy number one overall that regretted it. And then everything else starts after that. Is there still a dream alive of another quarterback going in the top three? Shador, could he go in the top three? Or is Shador going to fall out of the first round? There's been rumblings of that. Does he just end up at Pittsburgh at 21? There is a lot of uncertainty with this NFL draft, and I know some of that is bred by the fact that there's not a ton of talent and there's not a lot of blue chippers, so there's no consensus on a lot of things.
Yep.
And that brings us to Ted Johnson's draft simulator, where he is going through the scenarios for the New England Patriots. We went through the first one. Cam Ward goes one, and then you have, in some order, Carter and Hunter 2 and 3, and you're on the board. What do you do?
Yep.
Smart minds take Will Campbell. Fitzy and Ted take Ashton Jeanty and Tyler Warren. So what's scenario number two
all
for
right,
Ted
let's
Johnson?
Just, let's go with this. This is a unlikely scenario, but it's still one of the likelier scenarios, and that is Fitzy, if the Patriots are at number four and Abdul Carter is taken, yet Travis Hunter is available to you, what do you think the Patriots would do if Travis Hunter was available at number four?
They would hire Usain Bolt to run the card to Roger Goodell saying that we select Travis Hunter.
All right, let's go through this quick. Andy, do you
agree? No argument here. They take Travis Hunter.
I agree. So they would do it. Would we all want Travis Hunter, want the Patriots to pick Travis Hunter if he's there at number four? Fitzy, go.
Would I want them to?
Would you
want
them?
I think
the Patriots will take them.
Yeah, Ted. Would I like to have a fountain in my backyard that spews free Narragansett? Come on. Yes, of course I would.
I agree with you, Andy. Where are you on that?
I want them to take him.
Yes or no?
Yes.
All right,
but I'm not as excited as you.
Let's just get through that because that's pretty obvious. If Travis Hunter is available for you at four, Patriots run up there just like Fitzy said and put the card in. Okay, we're gonna go our third. A likely scenario for a draft night tomorrow night is if Travis Hunter has been taken, but yet Abdul Carter is available to the Patriots at number four. Fitzy, what do you think the Patriots would do if Abdul Carter was still sitting there at number four tomorrow night?
When Howie Roseman calls and says, how much do you guys want for it? I would say, sir, we appreciate it. However, AJ Brown and any combination therein is very tempting. However, we want Lawrence Taylor 2.0, a man who can dominate a football with one hand. So, I'm sticking and picking Abdul Carter.
What about you, bud?
So, I forget this game and you're going to yell at me. I'm not allowed to say trade?
Yeah, no. That's another scenario.
Okay, that's a different scenario. So, I would, Yeah, I would stick and pick then. He's the best player on the board. If I'm not allowed, because I think he's enticing enough that people will call. Whether it's Howie Roseman or somebody else, he might have been the best player in the draft. You're going to get phone calls. I would answer phone calls, but if I'm not allowed to answer those phone calls, yes, I'll take Abdul-Carter.
And Andy, if I may as well, I think when Brian Baldinger is talking about he's hearing there's a potentially a big deal that could go down within the first five picks, I think it's going to involve Abdul-Carter, and I think that team is the very same team that wants to trade out with the Patriots at four should Abdul-Carter fall. I think it's the Eagles. I think they're the secret team behind Brian Baldinger's draft tease. Excuse me, draft day trade tease. Yeah.
It's a premonition. It's not a tease, premonition.
It's a vision. It's a scoop. It's buzz. It's a rumor. It's all that and then some.
Dan, was Dan trying to say something? I thought I heard a Dan Ball voice in there. No?
No, okay. Not
that
this
was
time
just
around.
In your head,
my bad.
Ted.
In my head. I'm hearing things. It's been a long day. I need food. Should we go to draft scenario number four real quick?
Absolutely.
Somebody
let's
run
go.
Ted a taco or something. Jeez.
Please. Okay. Here we go. Now this will get interesting.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's party.
The same scenario. The Patriots are at number four. Travis Hunter is off the board. Abdul-Carter is available, but a team wants to trade up.
Yeah.
For Abdul-Carter. Mm. Okay. Let's just say. Let's put it this way. Would the Patriots entertain that? Would they want to trade that? Do you think the Patriots would entertain teams and actually not take Abdul-Carter and trade with a team and trade back?
I do. I absolutely think they would answer that phone call. I think they would listen. And assuming the trade is reasonable, there's a reasonable value on the table, I think they would trade back. And this would be a little bit reminiscent of 2 years ago when Christian Gonzalez was available and the Patriots traded back. And everybody's like, we want that guy.
Right, right.
We need. What are we doing here? Now, in this scenario, I don't think you're getting Abdul-Carter later. I think the team trading taking Abdul-Carter.
Right, right.
But I think they would listen to that. So now they're getting – because he – again, I keep going to this. There was a point in time where he was considered the best player in the draft. Or maybe some people still think he's the best player in the draft.
Yep.
So you should get decent return on that trade, and now you get Will Campbell down at 9, 10, 11, wherever you get him. You feel good. You got an extra pick. Everybody's happy.
Okay,
so, yeah, all right, Ted, I could see two teams in the top 10 wanting to move up for Abdul-Carter.
What two teams?
Carolina at 8 because they had Milton Williams stolen from them by the New England Patriots in a brilliant outbid. And the Chicago Bears. And I say the Bears because while Ben Johnson has done a phenomenal job rebuilding their offensive line, and we know what an offensive play calling wunderkind he is, I could see them wanting to maybe bring a little monster of the midway, Khalil Mack back there as well. And they get a lot of picks. So I could see one of those two teams calling. And Andy, that if it's like Carolina – and they're like, oh, I got to get Mason Graham. I got to get Abdul-Carter. You could move back and still get Will Campbell and load yourself up, buddy.
So we're all in agreement that we all think the Patriots would actually trade back if it was they got a good haul and felt good about the trade.
I've actually heard rumblings.
And I would tend to agree. I feel like if you really want to show how smart you are as a front office and show people that you have control of the board, which is if – It's trading back, getting future assets, and still getting the guy you want. Oh, baby, that's showing off right there, man.
And isn't there no downside? Is because if you trade back, and again, you get a good trade, then there's no downside because we don't know for sure they want Will Campbell. So if you trade back and Will Campbell is gone by the time you pick again, you pick somebody else and you tell people, well, the value just wasn't there on the board when we were there. We were able to add these assets. We still got Membu. Throw Membu in there.
Yeah.
This is the guy we wanted. Pull a Belichick and say, well, this is really the guy we would have taken at four anyway. This is the guy we wanted all along. Like, there's no loss there if you get a decent trade. So I think you can look very smart. Very smart.
I would agree. So we're all in agreement. To me, that would be the most fascinating scenario, is the Patriots have a trade partner at four. I mean, don't you think for a trade partner to be available for him at four, it means Abdul-Carter still on the board?
Well, I think Travis Hunter, but I don't think they'll listen.
But Fitzy even said maybe Ashton Jeanty. I feel like it's –
well,
I just don't see a team trading up to four for a running back, but I could be wrong. Fitzy, go ahead.
Yeah, no, so like I said, those Ashton Jeanty numbers are changing by the hour, Ted. BetMGM now is putting out tweets regarding the Jags drafting Ashton Jeanty. By the way, if he gets drafted fifth overall, he'll instantly become the fifth highest paid running back in the NFL, and deservedly so. But BetMGM right now also has Will Campbell at minus 1,000 to be the first offensive lineman off the board, which whether it's at 4, 7, 8, 10, he's definitely going first. But the Genty buzz, it's legitimate. And if the Pats get a call from somebody because they want Genty that badly, and they want to leapfrog the Jags, who have started entertaining the trade of Travis Etienne, how do you say no? You still go get your guy, and then you pick up free picks, and that lets you get a better tight end, Ted, and a better wide receiver, and maybe another offensive lineman later on with a third round pick. Possibilities are endless, boys.
The only problem with that idea is
it came
the
from
only
me.
Well, no. The only thing worse than taking a running back at 4 or 5, the danger in that and the having egg on your face is trading up to that spot to take that guy, to giving up even more assets. You better be all in, because that's going to define your career as an organization and as a GM.
You know,
that's Tom Brady and Pete Carroll right there for you, buddy.
Interesting. I feel like there's really two more scenarios. You want to do them real quick, or just do you want to put these off till tomorrow? We've already kind of answered the one. If Carter is available, if Hunter and Carter are both gone,
yep,
and a team wants to trade up,
yep,
do you trade with them?
So both the blue chippers are gone, and a team wants to trade up. So that's sort of the Genty.
It's the same thing.
That's the Ashton Genty one. Yes, I would do it. Again,
it's the same thing.
I also need to know how far I'm falling. That's a little bit of it here.
To me, I wouldn't go past 12.
You're shorter, probably not too far.
I wouldn't go past 12.
Oh, I'm just having fun.
The drop there, and this is where you also, the next layer of
Cowboys
this
at 12.
Is who's in between, and you do your own mock draft analysis of who you think they're likely to take.
Right. So you don't want to take your guy that you have targeted. If you fall back, you want to still get this guy, but there's a team that might want that guy.
And then the other part of that is, do you have at least a couple guys? Like I mentioned, maybe they're not as high on Will Campbell as all the reports indicate. Yeah. Maybe Vrabel didn't fall in love. He wanted you to think he fell in love because he's actually okay with Kelvin Banks, or he's actually okay with Membu, or one of those guys.
Yeah.
And if you're okay with two of them, and you're like, this guy can start in September for the New England Patriots, so now I definitely trade down because I think one of the two would be. But if you really, this is where I circle back around, though. If you're truly all in, if Vrabel's in love, like one of those reports we read earlier from McShay, then don't risk it. Don't risk the love of your life. You know, the whole set them free, and if they come back, then it's no. Mm-hmm. Don't play that game. That's a stupid cliche. If she's hot, keep her. Put a ring on her.
What a popsicle headache. Hot. Smokescreen season is just popsicle headache central. Here's a little fun game to play now, tomorrow, since you guys will be on, and then I'm on the night show with Arcan. But what gap do you think will be bigger? The gap between where the first running back, which will be Ashton Genty, and the second one, likely Omarion Hampton, will be taken, or the gap, Andy, and I think I know which way you're going to go in this, between Cam Ward and whatever quarterback is taken second.
Yeah, the second
scenario. The second. Yeah. I think two running backs will go before two quarterbacks. I don't feel great about it because I think there's a lot of uncertainty and the whole beauty. Like, I didn't think Bo Nix was going and Michael Penix were going as high as they did last year.
I mean, fair.
Was that 8-12?
Yeah. So all it takes is one Josh McDaniels type, some guy who goes, that's my quarterback.
My head coach at my alma mater is already getting on my nerves.
Whoa.
Dion today, all over NFL Network, just pleading. He's telling everybody how great Shador is.
Well, he's his dad. He should.
I don't know.
The buzz on him is Ted.
Your dad didn't think you were good?
He wouldn't go on TV and tell everybody that. I'll tell you.
Such bad buzz. You saw the Pellicero report, I presume,
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, the report that Shador had the worst interview that an assistant coach and an anonymous
assistant
coach
had ever
seen.
Why do I believe that? I totally believe that.
He's
man.
Your guy. Are you cutting bait with him?
No, dude, I'm hard on my own. I hold my own to very high standards. My alma mater gave retired a jersey to somebody that didn't deserve it. There's more deserving players, so I'm down
to
on my
500
on my
quarterback
university.
To a guy. No, yeah, he was slightly above 500.
Please.
Thank Please. You, Ted.
I like this angry Ted when it got personal with Shador and
I need
the Buffs.
I need food.
Be careful, Andy. Don't push it too far.
Angry Ted is fun, Ted. What do you think about Jason Tatum? Is he soft if he doesn't play tonight?
Ted,
the Ted Hulk is coming out. Andy, another chip you're going to be able to cash in at the virtual 2025 NFL draft wagering window is all the buzz that is building for with Sanders falling, you might be right that he could even fall out of the first round. No joke. And Jackson Dart, I would now comfortably put money on him going before Sanders.
I told you that months ago. I'm going to take a Ted Johnson victory lap
Here. Let's see if it happens before you do
that. No, because then I might be wrong. I can take the victory lap
right
now.
Take it today. Okay.
Andy Hart again.
Andy, you're right.
Right here at Lambeau Field, WEEI Afternoons, covering the 2025 NFL Draft. Tomorrow, all the excitement. We will lead you into the draft 4-8, then Fitzy, Arcand, Shime, everybody else, cast of thousands, John Lyons, whoever else may be there, take over to lead you through draft night. Should be a fun one. We broke down most of the scenarios. We'll have a few more scenarios from Ted tomorrow to talk about. Up next, we come up on odds and ends because we're leading into Mass Mutual and Red Sox baseball.